Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by James Reinders, Director and Chief Evangelist for Intel Software at Intel. James, welcome back to Chip Chat.
I'm glad to be back.
So, James, why don't we just start by talking a little bit beyond your title about your scope of focus at Intel and how that relates to parallel computing.
I like to describe myself or think of myself as a parallel computing enthusiast. I've been involved in high-performance computing for a long time now, and in particular, I've been working with Intel's many core projects, Knight's Corner and the upcoming Knight's Landing processors. And I spend a lot of time helping teach parallel programming, train people on how to use these devices, writing some books and articles about that.
Why don't you talk a little bit about how we've engaged the industry in taking advantage of the inherent parallelism in Xeon, and then as we've introduced Xeon 5 to the table, how that work has accelerated.
With Knight's Corner, the first Intel Xeon Phi device that we released several years ago, we proved that we could build a highly scalable device, one that could run parallel programs very, very efficiently, but use the same programming models and tools that people associate with more everyday computers. Now, I'm not saying parallel computing is easy, but what I'm saying is we can bridge between the programming methods that we use on small-scale parallelism, and we can bridge that up to very large-scale parallelism a lot more effectively than I think people were expecting. And Knight's Landing, which is just coming out now, takes that to a whole new level because it's a processor, and it's just an amazing device to work with and play with because you really can program it the same way that you program another processor, a Xeon processor or whatever, but get much higher levels of scaling.
What do you think is the key challenge facing our software ecosystem today to take that next step with parallelism?
I think the biggest challenge is thinking parallel, understanding how to exploit the ability to do an application as a collection of concurrent capabilities. In other words, how to take your program and make it do multiple things in parallel or concurrently. How to take advantage of that is a little bit of science and a little bit of black magic. It's still something where inspiration can be powerful. We've figured out a lot about how to teach it and learn about effective ways to write parallel and concurrent programs. And the ability to actually get your hands on a machine like a Knight's Landing machine and play with it is really the next step.
Intel recently announced a new program to help drive additional optimization called the Ninja Platform. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, it's a program where we're going to take some Knight's Landing processors and put them together in a platform complete with tools, the operating system, basically make it a turnkey system. Also, of course, getting started and training materials associated with it. Basically, make it easy to get a hold of a Knight's Landing machine and do some development on it and get more people to have the experience of working on such a machine. I've been really fortunate. I've had access to Knight's Landing inside Intel for quite some time now. Unlike other parallel systems I've worked on, I've been treating mine a lot more like a regular workstation and installing all my favorite tools on it. And so far, everything just works. I'm a huge believer in Emacs, so the first thing I had to install was Emacs, and I just did a yum install Emacs, and it just worked. Then I get down and start writing C and Fortran applications on it and get a real feel for what it's capable of. And having that machine just completely available to me is really helps me with my exploration of parallelism and getting tuning in some applications that I care about. And that's what we hope the Ninja Developer platform will give them the same experience that I've been enjoying now.
What drove Intel to create the Ninja platform?
We've been very, very successful with Intel Xeon Phi in supercomputers. But we thought there's really an opportunity to put together a single system with one Knight's Landing in it and make that a little bit more personal for developers. Sometimes it's nice to have your own machine that you can just play with, and I think that's a place where a lot of innovation can happen as well.
When you look at Xeon Phi adoption, what would be the broader opportunity for developing on KNL?
The purpose of having so much parallelism is to be able to do extreme amounts of number crunching. But by being so compatible with the tools and other processors and so forth, it allows an unprecedented amount of innovation. It might be researching the next cancer drug. It might be sifting through mounds of data, trying to create knowledge out of big data. It's limitless what it is. I never cease to be amazed at what will happen when you give so much capability to innovative people. And there's a lot of different explorations of different parallel programming models that may pave the way for the future, ones that rely less on barrier synchronization. And I expect to see some of that sort of exploration go on Knight's Landing as well.
You've delivered a lot of books on the topic. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
I tend to break down parallelism in three different ways. One is I try to be practical and show how much you can accomplish with the standards and the techniques we have today. MPI and OpenMP and Fortran capabilities, threading building blocks. There's quite a few things that are widely used that are the backbone of parallel programming. So I try to be down to earth sometimes and talk about those. Another thing I like to focus on is sharing techniques that have worked for other people. Sometimes we call them patterns in parallel programming. What sort of techniques should you really know about if you want to be a parallel programmer? If you're a regular programmer, I guess every programmer should be a parallel programmer now, but we study things like lists and queues and balanced trees, all sorts of data structures and concepts like databases and parsing, scheduling algorithms. There's many things you learn as a programmer. When you move into parallel programming, there are many things that are common vocabulary items that are more about algorithms, things like MapReduce. Stencil operations, you can worry about parallel sorts. There's many different algorithms that have been explored for a long time that, you know, there's an understanding of what the best way to do it today is, or at least a good guess at that. So aside from just teaching syntax, I also want to teach algorithms. And then the other area I can get distracted on very easily is talking about what are the latest and greatest unique, innovative hardware features or new pioneering things in software, sometimes call them shiny objects. I usually try to balance between teaching the syntax basics, technique basics, and then getting excited about some of the cutting edge changes that are going on in the industry as well.
Where would you go for more information about your books? And where would you go for more information about the Ninja platform?
I'll start with the one for the Ninja platform. ZenFiDeveloper.com should give you information about the development platforms we've been talking about, how you might participate and purchase a Knight's Landing machine to explore your ideas of parallelism. Another URL is lotsofcores.com, and this is dedicated to the last three books we've put out about Xeon Phi programming, and there's actually a book coming out this summer on programming Knight's Landing. And then the last one is parallelbook.com. I'm very proud of a project I worked on with a couple other authors a few years ago called Structured Parallel Programming. And when I was talking about the techniques, this book embodies that sort of teaching. So you've got ZenFiDeveloper.com, lotsofcores.com, and parallelbook.com.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me on the program.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.